A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is referring himself to as the temple in this reading. It's the progression in Jesus' preaching of him moving the people from realizing that everything depended on what went on in the temple to his preaching and his ministry, and the temple is being replaced by Jesus. In this passage, he shows he's not willing to go along with the restrictions of the law imposed by the religious leaders of his day. He actually tells them that they have no sense even of their own history. They would probably loudly proclaim, "We have an unbroken tradition. No work is permitted on the Sabbath." And yet Jesus informs them that there were at least two times in their history when the unbroken tradition was broken. Could these religious leaders have been motivated by advancing their own power and control? It certainly reminds me of similar struggles in our contemporary church. The heart of this passage, however, is Jesus' response, also quoting from Scripture, "What I desire is mercy, not sacrifice." We will be hearing a lot about mercy this special holy year from December 8th, 2015 to November 20th, 2016. The logo shows the resurrected Jesus carrying a person across his shoulders, depicting, no doubt, the parable of the shepherd retrieving the one lost sheep and risking the 99. It is in keeping with the Pope's own papal cross, which is the Good Shepherd with a lamb over his shoulders. We were asked recently in one of our parish missions, could we tell them what the meaning of mercy is? I heard not long ago a most wonderful explanation of mercy by the biblical scholar Walter Brueggemann. He said the Hebrew word for mercy resembles the word for womb, W-O-M-B. We think of a pregnant woman who cares for her unborn child. She knows that the care for this child will also benefit herself. She cannot divorce her own health from the health of this child within her that she feeds and cares for every day, looking after this child. So it is with mercy. As human beings, we are compelled to act with mercy toward those in need, because if we don't, we will impair our own spiritual health. We are intimately bound together ourselves with those in need. During this year of mercy, we can probably begin by reflecting back on our own life. Surely, each one of us has been significantly wounded by another at various times. W-O-M-B, wound. God shows us unconditional mercy, no strings attached. We never can put limits on God's mercy. It is why Jesus also could say, as part of the Beatitudes, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." And as Pope Francis has already expressed over and over again, mercy, mercy, mercy. We ask for an abundance of this grace today.